Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Except Texas. Mac Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Lehman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Lehman on the pick!
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa. Hey, folks. Dave Bartu here again with my good buddy, Adam McClintock. And this is the final segment of our top 30. Technically, it's a top 25, but we gave you 26 through 30 in our first segment. The countdown of our formula that has proven to be the best at predicting the playoff committee ranking behavior over the last 5 years. Teams 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, Adam, I am 100% certain that team number 1 is no shock. I know that team number 2 is no shock, and I know team 3 and 4 is no shock. I just about lost my shit when you hit the enter button and said, this is team number 5. And it's not because of the numbers, it's because of the name. How did Northwestern get here?
The Northwestern Wildcats, they're the darling right now. They're the one thing that doesn't look like it belongs there. But you remove that name, the Northwestern name, and you look at their resume, 47th strength of schedule. That's one of the best in the poll. They have 3 quality wins. They have a top 25 win, and their game control is 13.2, which is kind of midpoint. Okay, so that and they just beat Wisconsin, like we talked about in the last segment. Yeah, it was 17-7, but it might as well have been 28-0 because that game wasn't close. They really flipped the script on Wisconsin in that game and turned that. They won ugly the way Wisconsin typically has done in the past. So Northwestern is the team that modeled at number 5 this week. And you know, if you can get by that name, Northwestern, then I think you're able to digest this a lot easier. But that their numbers are good. They are, they control their own destiny. Let's face it. If they can pull off the miracle of 2020 and go win out and get to the Big Ten championship game and beat Ohio State, they're in the playoff. So it's 2020. We've shown this year that any miraculous things, weird things happen. Maybe not miraculous, but weird things happen. Northwestern is the 2020 of our playoff poll this week.
Low A&M in Florida and Miami. They all have one loss. A&M, Northwest, right. But you want to talk about trust in the process. When you look at undefeated teams, they have the top 25 win, which only a few other teams have. They have 3 quality wins, which Ohio State doesn't even have. outside of the game control, they had Northwestern over Ohio State. Not that it matters. Number 4 and number 5 are on a collision course for the Big Ten title and a playoff spot. Whoever wins the Big Ten title, in my opinion, is going to the playoffs with a minimum of 2 quality wins and 2 top 25 wins. That's putting one of these two teams in the playoffs. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. As long as they continue to win out, a Big Ten champion will be in the playoff.
Now, speaking of two teams back-to-back, we can go 2 and 3. We can call them 3 and 2. It really doesn't matter. Their numbers are nearly identical, other than Notre Dame beating Clemson in South Bend. But just like the Big Ten, I see that these two, and I think everybody would agree, these two are on a collision course. Winner goes to the playoffs.
Absolutely. We got Clemson coming at number 3. They're 7-1, the only loss being to Notre Dame. The only reason Clemson is above Ohio State, who is at 4, is because of strength of schedule. Ohio State's strength of schedule is 119th Clemson is 62nd. Clemson has better game control over that better schedule than Ohio State does over a worser schedule. Clemson was without Trevor Lawrence for their game against Notre Dame, and it still went to overtime. So Clemson, I think committee, and they've done this before in the past, they almost look at that loss as a half a loss, kind of in that way. So Clemson is ahead of Ohio State, even though they have one loss right now. Like I said, their game control is good at 25.9. Strength of schedule is 62nd. The only reason Notre Dame is above them is because of the head-to-head matchup. But those two will meet again in the ACC title game, and they'll sort it out there. Notre Dame's strength of schedule is 107. It's not nearly as impressive. Their game control is about the same as Clemson at 21.0. They have three quality wins, one top 25 win. The only thing that's keeping them above Clemson is just the head-to-head right now.
Right. Now, the big question might be from Notre Dame fan, if Notre Dame loses in the ACC title game, do they still get in? Right now, I'm saying no, but don't go too quick on it. They do play North Carolina this weekend, I believe, but that will knock North Carolina out of the top 25. That will not give Notre Dame a top 25 win. And for those of you that are listening, a top 25 win for the committee is not when it happens. It's did you beat a top 25 team that is currently in the top 25. So when you beat somebody in the top 25, they need to stick there for it to count through the whole season. So I think you and I would agree, though, right now, Ohio State and Northwestern, Notre Dame and Clemson, they each, those four teams, basically have two spots wrapped up right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and really, you know, you look at, you know, the one way I can see Notre Dame losing to Clemson in the ACC title game and still getting in is, you know, if that game's a close game and it's competitive and it comes down to the wire again and Clemson with Trevor Lawrence prevails. I can see Notre Dame squeaking in that way. But other than that, if they go and they play Clemson again in the ACC title game and just get their doors blown off, then I think it's probably a wrap for them, especially with Florida and Alabama, that game looming, and Florida having a chance to maybe get in with a win over Alabama later on in the scenarios.
Now, our number one team is obvious. Everybody has them number one. And even without the eye test, you know, a solid strength of schedule. They got two quality wins. They're the one of three teams in the country with two top 25 wins. I dare say Alabama, if they win out and get to the SEC title game, I think they're in even if they lose that football game.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially if it's a close game or a competitive game. Alabama, as long as they get to the SEC title game, there's a better than good chance that they're also going to be in the playoff in some aspect.
Yep. So if things play out fairly normally, the SEC title winner's getting in, the ACC title winner's getting in, the Big Ten title winner's getting in. So we got this whole cluster of teams, Miami, Oregon, Wisconsin, BYU, Cincinnati, all the way down the line trying to get that number four spot. To me, it's going to be exciting either way because we don't ever know what's going to happen. But certainly in this year, we would expect something stupid and out of the ordinary to take place. So real quick, the rundown of the top five. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Notre Dame. Number three, Clemson. Number four, Ohio State. And number five, the Fighting Reese Davis's Northwestern Wildcats, who by the numbers has absolutely earned and deserves that number five spot in this first playoff committee ranking projection. If they repeat what they've done for the previous 750 teams, Northwestern will be there. That being said, this has been an awesomely fun podcast, actually six of them, to do with you, Adam. I hope everybody listening really enjoys these. More than anything, I hope they're close to correct so we can continue to do this without people going, well, that's stupid. But I'm really confident that what we've modeled in the past is going to be very accurate tomorrow night. I think the big ones that we've all circled as completely divergent from common sense and what everybody is feeling right now. I think if Northwestern is in the top eight, it is a win. I think if BYU is out of the top 10, the model wins. And if Washington is in the top 25, the model wins again. Got anything else to add, buddy?
No, that's it, man. I think this has been good. I hope everybody who's listening enjoys it. Like Dave said, if we nail this, we'll be back again next week. And if we don't nail it, we'll be back again next week. So there's that.
Either way, you can't get rid of us that easy. This is Dave Bart 2 with my good buddy Adam McClintock. Thank you for joining us.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now.